The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning, church. Good morning to everyone who's joining us online. It's good that you are here, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament. But before I continue today, I do have some tender news to share with you. Earlier this week, Pastor Jane was in conversation with Bishop Lori, and she has indicated to the bishop that she is entering hospice care at this time. I know this news feels tender and soft to everybody. The family is asking right now, because this is a new period that they need to be in, they're asking for some space and softness. And we've been in conversations with the bishop's office, and we have talked about having Sabina serve as the congregational representative to Jane, so that Jane is not overwhelmed with 100 calls or 100 letters or we'll communicate to Sabina. Sabina will communicate to Jane. Jane will communicate to Sabina, back to us. I know this is not the spot we want to be in this morning, but this is the request of the family. Pastor Jane will create a statement and share some words with us when she is able. And when we have those words, we will share them with you. We will continue to journey together down this road, and we will journey with them. I know it's hard in the congregation that wants to do things to be told to wait, so I have a few lists of things we can do now. We can, of course, hold them in our prayers, in our thoughts. We know we are all connected in Christ, and our prayers to Christ reconnect us to Jane. We can ask our Sunday schools to create messages of hope and comfort. Our quilters, perhaps we can get a quilting blanket together. We can bless that blanket in this congregation, give that to Sabine, to give to Jane, that she can be wrapped knowing in that blanket she is in our thoughts and prayers, and she is encompassed in the community of love. And we can write cards, and we can give those to Sabina, and she will give those to Jane. And of course, we all need to be ready for when that time comes when they need help. And when they ask for us, we will be there. I know this is heavy news, and where do you go from here, this service? And we'll go where we always go, back to the promises of our faith, back to the promises of baptism. These are promises that will hold us in community. They're promises that will hold the Baker family in faith as well. So I ask you all now to stand as we remember our baptism. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock who gave us birth, our light, and our salvation.
Amen. Amen.
When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we are united to Christ. Joined to Christ through the Holy Spirit in the promises of the waters of baptism, we are washed in God's mercy and love. Let us give thanks for the gift of God in baptism. Through the waters of the flood,
you carried those in your heart to safety.
Through the sea, you led every people of Israel from slavery to freedom.
In the wilderness, you nourished them with the water of the rock,
and you brought them across the river Jordan
to the promised land.
By the baptism of his death and resurrection, your Son Jesus carried us to safety and freedom. Flood shall not overwhelm us, and the deep shall not swallow us. For Christ has brought us over to the land of promise. He sends us to make disciples, baptizing them in the hope of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Pour out the Holy Spirit, wash away our sins in the cleansing waters, clothe and baptize with Christ, and claim us. No longer slaves nor free, no longer male or female, but one who is all baptized in Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Children to come forward for children's word. I'm going to ask you a tough question. You know a candle, what we call this candle? What do we call it? It's called the Christ candle. Can we say that? The Christ candle. And we light the Christ candle primarily on Easter, as it represents the hope of God in the resurrection, that God came from the dead. And we started since the 4th century, a long, long time ago, lighting this Christ candle. But do we light it at any other time of the year? Now, are you sure? Can we think of other times we might light this? I mean, I'll give you a hint. We did it with your brother, Charlie. In baptism, I heard, right? We light it when we are baptized because the candle connects us to our baptism. And we light it two other times. Can you guess what it is? Christmas? Yes, we will light it in Christmas because that's, again, connected to this whole journey of salvation. And one other time, during the funeral. You already said Easter, but you're right at Easter, but also at funerals. All these times we light the Christ candle because it reminds us of the hope. And so we're going to light it today. If I can reach it. Light it in hope. And ask you all to pray now with me. Bring our hands together quietly this time. And repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Be with Pastor Jane.
Be with Pastor Jane.
Let her know.
Let her
The first reading is from Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Hear now the word. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a faithful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp. The grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fools, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm may be found on page 4 of your bulletin. Please read it with me. Happy are they who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God.
Who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever.
Who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets captives free.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and the widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked.
The Lord shall reign forever, your God of Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
The second reading is from the book of James, the 5th chapter. Hear now the word. Be patient, therefore, beloved, until the coming of the Lord. The farmer waits for the precious crop from the earth, being patient with it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. Beloved, do not grumble against one another, so that you may not be judged. See, the judge is standing at the doors. As an example of suffering and patience, beloved, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
He came down that we may have life. He came.
according to St. Matthew, the 11th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When John heard in prison that what the Messiah was doing, he sent word by his disciples and said to him, "Are you the one who is to come, or are we to wait for another?" Jesus answered them, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is anyone who takes no offense at me." As they went away, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to look at? A reed shaken by the wind? What then did you go out to see? Someone dressed in soft robes? Look, those who wear soft robes are in royal palaces. What then did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'See, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, no one has arisen greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I want to just start by acknowledging I understand I hear the reverberation in our sound system. I don't know if that's something we can figure out, but it might be something that we'll fix for next week, but I just want to acknowledge that I hear it as well. It's hard to know what to say this morning. And I know that none of this makes sense to anybody. And it's sad for us as a community. And we feel that together and we grieve that together. And I ask you now, be gentle with yourselves. Be tender with each other. That's getting worse. I think they're trying to adjust. Are you trying to adjust it a little bit, Arnie? I think that's better, okay? I ask you to take care of each other. Be tender with one another. We carry these griefs, we carry this in our bodies. You might feel different, you might act different. That's okay. Take care of one another. Marion and I will be here after service to talk with anybody. You have my number, you can call us. We will journey together as a community. I know this is not news that we wanted to hear. It is not what we've been praying for. It is not what we hoped for. And I know it's a year ago you walked the same road with Pastor Shelley. And Bishop Laurie has sang your praises about how gently and caring you were with Pastor Shelley. And I have no doubt we will journey with that same care and compassion with Jane. But again, these take a toll on ourselves as well. So I ask you to be gentle, tender with yourself. Look out for each other. And help us all hold this community together. We will journey with Jane. And we will journey through faith. Yes, I will be here this entire time. Okay. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. I will be here. Okay. And as we're trying to process this, I can't help but see some connections to our gospel reading today. This John is sitting in a dungeon, in a cell. This is not what he had hoped for. This is not what he wanted. Last week, we see John in the wilderness calling out about the Messiah being here with fire and power and a willing fork. And in today's reading, he is in a cell. This is not where he wants to be. This is not what he thought it was about. And he sits there confused with questions. So he sends out his disciples to ask a simple question. Are you the one who comes in the name of the Lord, or do we wait for another? And Jesus doesn't answer that question, does he? Because I don't think that's the real question that's being asked by John. The real question that John is asking is why? Why am I here? Why, if you are there, why am I here? And this is, of course, the same question we are asking now. And if we look at how Jesus responds to that question, he responds by saying, look. And then he quotes a whole bunch of passages from the book of Isaiah. And we read those passages in Advent. But if you look at those readings, they have nothing to do with the Messiah. All those passages he quotes have to do with what God will do to the community, in the community, when God returns. This is the hope of a nation taken into captivity in Babylon, that when God returned to the nation, these things would accompany God's return. And so Jesus quotes those passages. And we'll have these fixed by next week, hopefully. I have to try and adjust my voice to not hit that echo, and yet to be loud enough for you all to hear. So I'm trying to manage that. So he doesn't answer the question, why? He doesn't answer it for John. We're not going to find him answer that question either. You might never know. We might go through this world never having that answer of why. But I think what Jesus is saying is clear. That God is with us. That is why he quotes these passages of God moving in the community. This God is here. God is with us in the pain. God is there in the silence. Even in those times when you feel God is most absent, even there, God is there. That's why in the beginning of Matthew we get this declaration of Jesus' name as Emmanuel. That means God with us. And we stand together as this faith community and we proclaim that light has come into the cold of night and the cold of night does not overcome it. We never say the cold of night doesn't exist. We never promise that the Christian journey will be a journey without pain. But the promise is that in that journey, Christ will be with us. Christ entered this world in a manger. And so we are all familiar with the quote from Isaiah, surely he has borne our infirmities. Infirmities and carried our diseases. Yet we accounted him stricken, struck down by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. crushed for our iniquities, and upon him was the penalty that made us whole. We gather around these signs and symbols of our faith that connect us to this grand story of redemption. God came into the world in order to restore us back to God. And we gather in the midst of the promise that God is with us in our struggles and in our pain, and even now, and especially now. These promises sustain us as a community. These promises will sustain Jane and her family. So the more important question is not why, but what, oh God, are you doing about this? And that answer is answered in this great mystery of a baby born in the manger. A baby that did not escape our fate, but accompanied us in life, embraced all of life, and we proclaim that somehow when God did all this in Christ, that the power of sin and death was defeated. And that somehow in the midst of this time between Christ dying and Christ returning, in this moment that we are all in, Christ, God, is even now working to reconcile and redeem all things. Paul, when he was writing in this time period, after resurrection, before Christ returns, he writes, "For Christ must reign until he puts all enemies under his foot, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death." Then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. That is what God is doing in the midst of this time. We don't understand the why. We understand what is happening. And God is in the midst of this to redeem us all and to bring us back. And so we will journey through this next phase of life together. We will journey with Jane and her family. And we will journey with these symbols of our faith, telling us that God is with us, that death has been swallowed up. And we proclaim this great mystery that Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will come again. Amen.
Oh,
As we prepare for the fullness of Christ's presence, let us pray for a world that yearns for new hope. Gracious God, we rejoice in the gifts of your Spirit. Equip the global church to magnify your love and peace in every land. We pray for the work of the Lutheran World Federation and ELCA Global Mission. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Abundant God, we rejoice in your creation. Revive lands we have squandered and depleted. Make gardens flourish in cities and neighborhoods. Cleanse polluted air and water so living things may breathe, drink, and praise you. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Righteous God, we rejoice in your justice. End racism and oppression. Deliver all who are unjustly imprisoned or persecuted. Reconcile nations and peoples in conflict. Help us pray for our enemies. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Healing God, we rejoice in your compassion. Comfort any in distress because of worry, illness, or loss. Especially Leif, Aaron, Reg, Mariah, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Dave, Joe, Hattie, Deb, Teresa, Clifford, Jim, Jean, Nicole, Madeline, Mary Ellen, Barry, Pastor Jane, families of Randy Harmon and Jim Shaw, and victims of the war in Ukraine. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Strengthen and protect healthcare workers, rescue teams, crisis counselors, and all who risk themselves to keep others safe. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
Abiding God, we rejoice in your company. Give us calm and patient hearts as we gather with family and friends. Keep us mindful of those for whom this season is not happy. Console the grieving and surround them with loving support. God, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful God, we rejoice with Mary, Mother of our Lord, and with all the saints, that your mercy endures for all generations. look with favor on those who have died, and lead us to joyfully sing of your everlasting promises. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of our longing, you know our deepest needs. By your Spirit, gather our prayers and join them with the prayers of all your children. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
I ask you now to share that peace of Christ with those around. We can all stand to prepare for the meal. Get my cue from the musical note. The Lord be with you.
Oh.
beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promises to your people. Blessed are you to the prophets, hopes, and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling amongst us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection, and we look for hope for his coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come amongst us. Bless this meal. Make your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. This is the gift of God for the people of God. All are welcome to receive communion. If you wish to come forward, receive a blessing and not receive the elements, come with your arms folded for a blessing. But all are invited to this meal.
Thank you.
Guide us toward your promised future, coming to birth in Jesus Christ. Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Now we'd like to open the floor for any announcements from the congregation. Not seeing any, I ask you if there is, let us know. Next Sunday, we will have a brief after service. We'll have a brief congregational meeting to discuss the Constitution. You all are members and received an email pertaining to the changes that have to be made. These changes are from top down, so the churchwide assembly votes on these changes, and we just adopt them. There's not a whole lot of room for us to do anything other than say yes. We have to take that vote twice. Between once now and once at our convention, not convention, but our meeting in January. So we'll have a brief, please come so we can have a quorum. It's on the 18th, next Sunday. After the dismissal, do not be dismissed, just sit back down and we'll have a quick meeting. Also, I want to remind everyone and thank you all. All the gifts were gift tags for our giving tree were taken. All those presents were bought, but all those presents now need to come back to the church by the 15th because they're being picked up. So if you picked up a giving card and you bought a present, please also know, bring it here by the 15th. And the last announcement I have is just that we have some information from our community partners about different clothing drives going on. We have that information posted on our bulletin board, but currently there's a sock and hygiene drive, a coat drive, a blanket drive, and then just a socks drive around our communities. So if you wish to participate in any of those things, as I said, information is on the bulletin board. And of course, I will be, myself and Marion will be here answering any questions that we can possibly answer, talking to anyone who needs or would like to talk to us. And with that, let us prepare. I'm seeing no other, but any other announcements? We got one, okay.
This is Bonnie Powell speaking. I'm calling you from the library committee. We just want to invite you to stop by and see the wonderful display of Advent and Christmas books in our windows and on the shelves. And we have a special little basket of children's books that are out. Soon we'll have some new books that we can present to you too. So just want to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you. Peggy, we got the microphone coming around to you.
I just wanted to say that we'll probably send one more offering to the Ukrainian refugees, so if you'd like to get that in before the end of the year, that would be great. We'll get it sent off.
Are there any more hands out there? And let's prepare ourselves for the benediction. God, the eternal Word, who dwells with us in Jesus, and who holds us in the grace of the Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.